On Sunday, the people of Colombia elect a new president. The front runner is Álvaro Uribe, a former governor who promises to apply what he calls a firm hand to the country's terrorist groups. Many Colombians welcome the promise of a crackdown, but others fear Uribe's election would launch a full-scale civil war. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Bogota.
The campaign workers in Álvaro Uribe's headquarters are sure that their man will come in first place on Sunday. Their focus now is on winning more than 50% of the vote so he can avoid a runoff election. Uribe appears to be tantalizingly close to a first-round win, with 48% in the last major opinion poll. Campaign advisor Jorge Garavito says the voters are responding to Uribe's hard line on terrorism.
He is asking all the population to confront the guerrilla properly.
Garavito says Colombians are frustrated with the government's attempts to negotiate with the leftist rebels known as the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or the FARC. The three-year-old peace process collapsed in February after the FARC hijacked a plane and kidnapped a senator. The events of February convinced many Colombians that the FARC was never serious about negotiating peace, and it was around that time that Uribe's poll numbers shot up. Garavito says Uribe is realistic about the guerrillas.
Everybody wants to be in peace, but we have to accept that there are some people that they are not interested in peace.
Uribe says he won't talk peace with the FARC until it ceases all attacks and kidnappings. He wants to double the size of the Colombian army, and he wants American help in the fight against the FARC and other armed groups. At the moment, U.S. military aid is limited to anti-drug efforts. The candidate himself is unavailable to talk about his plans. The FARC has been trying to kill him, and these days he campaigns mostly from the safety of bulletproof rooms in a Bogota hotel. On the outside, Uribe's opponents are still risking a more active campaign schedule. Horacio Serpa, who's running second in the polls, is trying to close the 17-point gap by painting Uribe as a warmonger.
Mucha gente escuchó.
Many people listen to the siren song of total war, the idea that it's time to end this thing once and for all. But what we've seen demonstrated since February is that peace is not easy. But there's also no such thing as a cost-free war, despite what Mr. Uribe would have us believe.
Serpa is referring to the shocking increase in violence since the peace process broke down, especially the incident early this month in which an explosive device launched by the FARC killed 117 civilians hiding inside a church. Uribe's opponents warn that that might be just a foretaste of things to come.
It'll be the first time that a president is elected basically on a war mandate.
Daniel Garcia Peña is a university professor, peace campaigner, and advisor to a left-wing presidential candidate. He says he doesn't think Uribe himself is that violent, but he says many of Uribe's right-wing supporters are.
There's no doubt in my mind that the paramilitary groups are helping or supporting Uribe in many places, and won't wait for Uribe to give the signal whether or not they should act.
Uribe denies any connection to the right-wing paramilitaries, but there are reports that the paramilitaries have threatened villages that don't vote for him. On the other hand, villages that do vote for him face possible retaliation from the FARC. Despite all these threats, the outgoing president, Andrés Pastrana, says Colombia's democracy will survive.
Vamos a salir a derrotar a los insurgentes es con los votos y no con las balas.
We will defeat the insurgents with our votes, not bullets, Pastrana says, and we hope that on Sunday, Colombians will turn out in great numbers. Brave words, but the fact is, Pastrana's government doesn't have enough soldiers to protect all the small communities under threat. And in many Colombian towns, the act of casting a ballot is both dangerous and heroic. Martin Costi, NPR News, Bogota.